Hi, listeners. We're back, Lamplighter, and this is Penny, and I'm with Deb Jayarathna, and we are talking about a tough story, but a story where Deb has seen so much grace from God, and her words that she's been using are just beautiful, and I just know it's going to be such an encouragement for people out there that are going through some really devastating times. So we're going to continue talking, Deb. We're so glad that you're back. Thanks for coming.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
So you were sharing.
Right before we started chemo for my breast cancer, me and my husband, we were praying and just crying out to God and really overwhelmed with this long list of side effects that we were seeing and all the horrible possibilities that were out there. And the story of Hezekiah in the Bible, how his enemies came, wrote them this letter, we're going to wipe you out, and he brought it before the Lord. And God basically says, I'm going to fight on your behalf. You're not going to have to do anything. And we just hung on to that, and we just brought those papers before God, and we said, God, we're thankful for man and medicine, but your name is above this. Your name is above chemo. You are above cancer, and we don't have to. This doesn't have to be us. I mean, we're submitted to you. And when we prayed that prayer, it brought so much peace that, I belong to the Lord. I don't belong to all this list of medicine. And whatever happens, he's going to take care of me because I'm under him. He's my authority. And God did it. We walked through that, and there was just minimal amounts of side effects. Yes, they were there. There was bad days. There was days that you cry and you just think, God, how am I going to make it through? But there was such grace too. And he just answered. Every time I call out to him, he was there. And he, sometimes if he's like, Asayla, pray for me. And he would pray for me. And literally the next day, those symptoms would be gone or whatever. So that first year of dealing with breast cancer, I can say that it was sweet. But God gave me this word, victory. And I felt like he was kind of pushing me out of the nest. He was kind of saying, okay, we've had this sweet time with, in the cutoff and just with me. But now you need to go to the field. You need to, get your boots on. Get your sword. We're going to have some battles. Get ready. Mm. Which I literally wasn't happy, and I really didn't want to hear that. I'm like, God, are you serious? But I didn't really fully know what it meant at the time. But then when I got this call from my oncologist Thursday night, she's like, I'm sorry. It's leukemia. And the crazy thing is I had gone online, and you can see your test results, And I saw it. It said no melanoma, or the name for it or whatever, and no breast cancer. So I told a few, I'm like, hey, my results came back, it's good. But I kept on not hearing back from the doctor. I'm like, what's going on, Well, because it wasn't, they were checking for breast cancer, but it wasn't breast cancer, it was leukemia. So when that news came, it was a different story. I just felt numb. I was like, God, where are you? I can't hear you right now. It was just shock. It was total shock. And I felt like knocked off my,
You're like, I have to do this again. I mean, yeah. You're on the right path. You feel like, you're getting better. They're going to get this under control. And it does kind of feel like sometimes you've had the rug pulled out from underneath you.
Yeah. And then I just think, okay, and the stakes are even higher now because, yeah, so, and then just the rush, my kids, I'm like, God, how am I going to prepare them? It was such a short little time there. But it was sweet. In my chaos, I just knew, okay, I've seen your faithfulness in my life before. You haven't failed me before. So I can't hear you. I can't feel you. But I know your word, and I know your track record. And so I'm just going to stick to your track record.
I want listeners to really zone in on that, because when you go through things, you look back at all the times that God is incredibly faithful, and that just builds your faith and your confidence in him even more, which brings more peace to your life.
Yeah.
So that's so key that you said that, Deb, because as Christians, that's what we're supposed to do.
Right. Yes. And I'm so thankful for that year before, because he spoke to me so many times every week, it was like a theme. And so it was like, going into it, somebody sent me this sermon about the disciples, how they missed it because Jesus told them, he just fed the 5,000, and they said, take the scraps with you. So why would God say that? And then they went through the storm, and Jesus said, oh, you have little faith, you didn't heed the scraps or whatever. And you're like, what does that have to do? But the preacher, he made the point that, you know, the past miracles that God does, it's to prepare us for the next battle.
Absolutely.
So that brought so much peace, because I'm like, okay, God, I've been through a battle, and you're going to use what I learned there to help me conquer this battle.
That's right.
And that brought so much, like an anchor, like, okay, God, I see where you're going. You're still in control, even though it feels out of control. But it brings clarity and peace to my heart. So
I'm so glad you're able to share that, because people are desperate. They need to hear that. And no matter what you're going through,
mm-hmm.
you have that anchor. I love that you use that word anchor, because sometimes you're grabbing on. You're holding on for dear life to the Lord, which is what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Lowest point in this journey.
Yes. Okay. Lowest point would probably have been, I was in the hospital 45, 46 days. And it was hard because you're just waiting. You know, you take the medicine, you wait a couple weeks, and then you're just, white counts are zero, and they're just zero, and they're zero. And there's nothing you can do. You know, I tried everything, you know, that they told me. I tried to walk, but there's nothing really I could do physically to change that zero,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there was battles. I had, you know, fevers and this horrible rash. My feet were, like, purple. I didn't even want to look at myself. I looked so scary, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the time where, yeah, when you can't hang on, He has to carry you. And because there's days that you can't pray. He's faithful in those moments. It's trust. It all comes down to trust. You know, sometimes it's easier to trust when we can contribute. But then there's times where we just have to fall into his grace, into his arms, and just trust that he's enough. He's going to carry you through. Your hope is in him, even though you don't, like, some days it's like, God, I don't even know if I have hope. But you just keep looking at him. You're fixed on him, waiting that he has the answer, knowing that I don't have the answer. The doctors don't even have the answer. But just the knowing that, okay, God, I'm in your hands, and I don't have anything to do with it, and I have to just trust you, you know, just trust him.
You know, that is a hard place to be, but it's such a sweet place to be. I always compare it to, I live life, I'm a planner. If this doesn't work, plan A, I go to plan B. I've got plan C and D. I have a safety net.
Right.
And when you're going through cancer, there is no safety net. It's God.
No.
Which is hard, especially if you're a control freak, but it's so peaceful and sweet. So Deb, I know this is going to help so many people. We're going to wind down here in just a second, but man, my heart is heavy, but it's also just so uplifted because the example that you're setting, all of your trust, all of your reliance is on God. And I love the phrase you've used more than once today is God's grace is real. God's grace is sufficient.
Yes.
And we want people to hear that. That God, and you said it so beautifully, God is enough.
Yeah.
And he is, no matter what it is that you're going through. And I'm going to ask listeners to be praying for Deb as she continues going through this treatment. We serve a God of miracles. There's nothing that's impossible with God, and we know that. And we're going to keep praying for that. We're going to keep clinging. Where else do you want to be? I mean, seriously, I don't understand people that are going through things like this that aren't Christians. I don't know how they get through it.
Mm-mm.
So I'm so thankful. God's got you right now, right where he wants you, and right in his arms, Deb. And we're going to just keep praying. I'm going to have you come back in a few months. We want to see how you're doing. But I want to thank you so much for coming in. It has been a joy. Listeners, keep praying for Deb. Keep praying for Deb, two beautiful children, and her husband. And just keep praying that God continues to give her peace and uses her in this really tough journey. Thanks for joining us today at Lamplighter.